Our theme is a future of hope. First, a prayer for all of us and for all those who will hear these words. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. We let ourselves be still and silent in the presence of the one to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. In that stillness, we hear words that have been spoken to people in the past and have the power to speak today to the thoughts of the heart. The method is very simple. We simply let the words repeat in our minds. We have two periods of silence, and each one is introduced in such a way as to help us to use the silence. So first, we shall prepare for the silence of the mind, grasping the meaning of the saying, its context, and then letting it speak to us. Then we prepare for a second silence, the silence of the heart, letting it affect us at a deeper, more instinctive level. The thoughts of the heart are deeper than the thoughts of the mind. So we, in the second silence, let that word speak to us at the very deepest levels of our being, to open up our deepest responses, where our real resources lie. And then, having allowed the word to speak to us through those first two silences, we then let the word act through us in intercession and thanksgiving. And into the silence we bring those people and situations we have on our minds or in our hearts. And we simply let the word speak to them, calling them by name. There'll be distractions, but we can prepare for some of those. And so before we begin with our first word, we'll prepare ourselves to be more open to receive it. First, just become aware of your surroundings now. There may be sounds from time to time, but that's all part of the background, it's part of where we are. And they needn't be a distraction. They're simply there, and we can let them be there. And then become aware of your posture. We want to be relaxed but alert. So just for a moment, become aware of your body. It might help just to make a journey, as it were, from the tip of your head to the tip of your toes. As you do that, you might become aware of points of tension, perhaps around the eyes, or the mouth, or the neck, the shoulders. Let your hands rest gently in your lap or on your thighs. Let the seat take the whole weight of your body, so that you're sitting upright, but without strain. Your feet firmly on the ground. Become aware for a moment of your breathing. Perhaps take one or two slightly deeper breaths. And then just let yourself breathe. Don't force it or try to make it unnatural. So we are still here and now. but we may have brought with us all kinds of other distractions, perhaps some anxiety, some hopes, some fears. We let them go. We just leave them now in the presence of the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And to do that, we hear, as we shall at the beginning of every exercise, the words of Jesus, who says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So now, just for about 2 minutes, just becoming aware of anything that we may have brought with us, any burden, and letting go of it, just being still and open. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, and I will give you rest."